You are now tuned into the motherfucking greatest.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children above ages, are you okay, nigga?
Yeah, I just got water.
Fly.
There we go.
See?
Yeah, this nigga got hair.
Every time Thaddy tries to say he don't eat ass, you notice he just coughing and like things just be happening.
Why? Because coughing is a part of eating ass.
I wouldn't say it's a part. I wouldn't say it's a part, but there's a result.
Stop your lie.
You know, God doesn't like ugly. He doesn't like lies, nigga. As soon as you try to fix your, just nigga, don't fix your lips to say you don't eat ass, nigga. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls,
y'all eat ass
children,
till you cough.
Nigga, I eat ass until she coughs, nigga. That's what you're talking about.
So what are you implying? I'm getting my ass eaten then? Because I'm the one coughing.
Hey, what happens in your bedroom is your business. I ain't going to judge you.
Hey.
I ain't going to judge you. What happens?
Oh, you raised the rosé to that.
The rings of Saturn are being waxed. Anyways.
I could have just said wine, but boy, I feel rosé was much more accurate.
Fuck the intro. This is I Want All the Smoke. Who are you?
I want all the smoke. And I got to say one thing. My week was good, but I am just going to preface by saying I finished the latest season of Snowfall, and that shit was dope.
Word.
Took me a while. Shit. Did I finish the latest season?
Yeah, it took me a while.
I can't remember if I finished the latest season.
Okay, then I won't talk about it. But it was dope. You should definitely catch up on that.
It was dope.
I gotta remember if I have or not. I think I did. I can't remember. Speaking of things you need to catch
up on. I know.
Why
don't you just tell him what happens at the end and he can tell us whether or not he's seen it.
Before you even... let me... Bro, I'm trying to get us paid. Goddamn. What was I gonna say? You motherfuckers. Oh, yeah. Fuck my segue. But head on over to patreon.com/allthesmokepod. Become a patron, get exclusive mini-sodes. I think we're going to drop one or drop a mini-sode tonight on any tier level. You pay a couple of dollars a month. It helps us keep the lights on, keep everything going good, and working our way towards getting back into the studio. Yeah, this is episode 145, because we labeled them wrong. I put the wrong number on the promo pictures from last week. That's all good. This is episode 145 of I Want All the Smoke. I am surrounded by distinguished gentlemen. Jay Thaddeus.
What up?
That's it? No Google me, baby? Pause.
I thought we don't do the AKAs or none of that.
Well, it's not the AKA, okay. But it's your catchphrase. You got the catchphrase. You got to use the catchphrase.
Google me, baby!
And the face. I like that. And Idol.
Yo, what up? It's your boy Idol coming to you from... No, I'm just kidding. After Thaddeus is just like... Yeah.
Coming to you
coming
live.
To you from I Want All the Smoke. You know what we do. Getting down with the getting down.
Pew, 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 pew.
That's yo, what up? What up? It's your boy Idol. I'm just playing.
That's... And it's your boy Illuminati Giuliani. Will Hayes, you know how it do. So we won episode 145. I think that's we almost have 150. That's gonna be a milestone.
Yeah, that is a milestone.
I think we should just get fucked up. Like episode 150 should just be like a random sode, and we'll just get fucked up and talk about shit. I'll take the day off the next day.
All right.
I probably won't. I mean, I don't think I could just afford to just take the day off just so I can get drunk.
I got another bottle of Ray and Neffy.
Ray and Neffy.
Yeah, had to bust that Ray and Neffy last week.
Yeah, you were watching the Terra Twins on that Ray and Neffy. Did you get fucked up?
Yeah, it was good. Yeah, I did.
That's awesome.
Good times.
I got a little trick of the trade. I'm going to put it on.
Actually, to tell you the truth, I was glad, and this could be a little bit of a Terra Twins plug, and I'm not just gassing. I'm not dry gassing like Will does, you know what I mean?
Yo, did you just make up dry gassing?
I did. And you know, I thought about it all week, and it was so accurate in that sense.
Because I was mixing the show, and I was like, I've never heard dry gassing before, but bro, it was you pulled it off so fly. I'm like, yo, this is a fucking
it was good.
It was fly.
It was good, but I'm not just doing that, but I actually went back because me and her, we were getting like pretty faded. So we went back and we listened to last week's because it's just, I don't know. Sometimes when you just listen to music on your own, it's just kind of like playing. But at least when you got like DJs talking, they're making jokes, it actually sounds like you're not by yourself listening to music, right? So we listened to the last week's. We jammed to that entire thing. Like, we were up late.
Oh, so you listened. So you watched us live and then went back to the previous. That's what's up.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't realize it was John's birthday last week, man. Shit, I would have said happy birthday. It was all up on the show and shit. I was like, oh, this one was fly. They had the Wayne B shit. And
yeah, we had everybody.
Hey, guys, what up? Ready for I Want All the Smoke?
I forgot that was Wayne B's voice. I remember him being a lot more hype up. But he was pretty chill. I was like, damn. Wavy's chill.
Yo,
now.
How did you imitate his voice so accurately right there? Like,
I know.
How
I
did you get like, that? Were you practicing that shit?
No, like, no. It's just us. It was very distinct.
Bro,
after three hours of it drunk, it was in my head.
You got that down packed. You got the Wayne B down packed. Well, that was your week, Daddy.
Yeah, that was my week. Yeah, that was your week, Daddy.
Pretty chill. Actually, I went to Buddy's birthday, ran into Vex after they did the Terra Twins at the Palace. Nice. Pretty dope. Saw a bunch of old faces that used to club back in the days. Kind of like a old timers reunion. It was dope.
Welcome,
how was your
it was good. If you let me just school y'all niggas on something. If y'all niggas see me doing something where I'm not by the mic, seeing as there's three of us on the episode, y'all like just can you carry me? Can you carry me for the 3 seconds that I gotta open a fucking sweet tea for my daughter, please? Y'all niggas just sat there like My week was good. We did the Terra Twins. I actually dropped Kobo off downtown, and this girl falls asleep, okay? So we didn't drink that much because I had to drive through downtown, and I really ain't trying to get all that drama and shit. So
who fell asleep?
Sassy.
Oh, okay, okay.
At home. Like, she fell asleep at home, and she knew I was dropping Kobo off at the club, right? And she's like, well, you could go if you want to. And I'm like, she already knows me. I'm not going to go, right? So whatever. But she fell asleep and then woke up like a half hour later and thought it was like late. Like, the TV was off and everything like that. She texts me in a rage. Oh, so you decided to go to the club anyways, huh? I look at my phone. I look at my phone or my watch, whatever. I'm still en route to drop Kobo off, bro. Like, it hasn't even hit the club night. I'm like, is this girl high? Like, what the hell are you talking about?
She thought she passed out for like 8 hours and shit. You were like,
I'm like, we just signed off. What are you talking about? I get home. She's looking at me. Like, and it's she we're having a conversation, and you can tell she knows what happened and realized it. So she's trying to like not even mention that cell phones exist. She's trying to dart all the way around text messages and cell phones. So I don't have to be like, so you gonna tell me about this little crazy episode you had 18 minutes after we logged off the live? Like, what's going on? But no, that was my weekend. That was my week. My week is regular. Weekend was dope. It was fun.
Nice.
That's dope.
Good. Good.
I got a couple of things. I know we don't usually talk about current events, but I got a couple of current events I just want to brush out real quick.
Let's do it.
I want to talk about Kanye West, and then I want to talk about this trend of niggas with weird full masks and shit. Like, I know, like, I swear to God, Kanye started that shit with that little diamond-studded mask that he has now, right? And then COVID.
What about an MF Doom, though?
Well, yeah, but his doesn't cover his mouth and shit like that. This is like whole like facial coverings, like stocking style, but like different. Like Doom had the mask. I know Ghostface had it back in the day. Yeah,
but I didn't see the I'm gonna be honest. I didn't see the Kanye one, so I didn't know that it was a different kind of style.
Yeah, I didn't.
It kind of looked like a stocking, right?
Yeah, it looked like a stocking, but then you see Travis Scott had one. Oh,
the
one with
like the X's on it, like the X's on the eyes and shit. Those masks.
No, it's just like a stocking. Like, you know when like niggas in the hood be robbing fucking banks back in the day?
Yeah,
with and the you just have like you have the fucking stocking. That's what looks like a stocking. But this was from last week, and he sold tickets to the Mercedes-Benz Stadium, Daddy, in Atlanta, right?
Yeah.
for an album listening party that didn't that wasn't an album that's not coming out when he said it was going to come out. But A, he charged like crazy amounts for these tickets, played bootleg versions of the songs. Like, the songs weren't mixed, they weren't mastered. Some of them didn't even have all the fucking, like, some of them didn't even have the drums in them or anything like that. B,
apparently Jay-Z did his verse like 4 o'clock that afternoon.
Yeah.
So it probably wasn't like mixed and mastered properly.
And then you look at that, and then you look at, now they showed like the menu at the concessions for the special event, Kanye's special event, and they compared it to the menu for regular, like, games like that play there. It's not the Braves, it's the Falcons that play there, right? Yeah, but this ain't, no, not this mess. This is what he started. So yeah, this is the trend that he started. But now it seems like everybody has these, is using these type of masks, or maybe it was just like a rollout for Rolling Loud or everything like that. Because I've been watching on Instagram and Twitter and shit like that. Like, all of them are posting a bunch of shit for Rolling Loud, and they all have like the full face masks, and you can't see the eyes or anything like that. Just little, like, it's weird, right? But yeah, the concessions, if you look at the regular concessions during a Falcons game, it's like a meal for three. You get three hot dogs, three fries, three large drinks or something like that. And it's like $15 to $20 for the fee to three. Kanye was charged, his event was charging $50 for a single serving of chicken tenders. Chicken tenders. If I could find it, hold on. Yeah. So if let's say you got tickets to like a crazy concert, I don't know if you want to call that a concert, but a crazy concert, would you pay $50? Yeah, this is the one. This is him from Rolling Loud, or not Rolling Loud, the album party. See the whole face cover?
Yeah.
Would you pay $50 for chicken tenders?
Fuck no.
Let's say you was at a Jay-Z listening
Okay,
party.
So it depends. Like, if you're at the listening party, are you rich?
No. You're a regular average person that bought... This was in a stadium where people bought tickets to it. So, like, if we're buying tickets an event.
It's not like an intimate, like a small, invite-only. It's like a public event. Like, it's
no, it was like a big public arena event. Yeah, that's ridiculous. Kanye's just always trying to do some couture shit, and you know people are going to buy it because they're trying to be fucking ironic or whatever the word I'm looking for is, you know, or they're just like, I bought the tenders, you know, just to say they did.
And now...
Yeah.
But if you're, like, at this intimate setting, if you're rich for a release party, when you're, like, let's say you go to a studio in Calabasas, and you're going to the release party and you're listening, wouldn't the food be free?
It would be.
It would be. But that's why I was... But even if it wasn't, like, if I was at... I don't know, man. If I was at a certain event and I was super rich and, like, tenders are 50, like, whatever. Is he trying to make some sort of, like, art? Because I feel like he's trying to make some sort of artful statement with that.
But what is the artful statement with overpriced chicken tenders? These are chicken tenders.
That you can't hang with this.
So,
are they the exact thing?
You can't hang with this, then why are you selling it? Like, that's my thing. Like, if you can't, like, that's just Kanye's not buying it.
We didn't sell them to sell them, nigga. See, you keep thinking inside the box. We sold them to have them sit there to let you know that you can't afford this. So, like, just sit your ass down, listen to my unmixed joints, because that alone is worth it, and get your ass out. Now, tenderless.
This is one of those things. Now, the most couture thing about this, I don't know. I shouldn't be banging the toilet paper on the... I got toilet paper. I shouldn't be banging the toilet paper on the thing when I do this. But the most couture thing that Kanye did was decide that he's going to live in Mercedes-Benz Stadium until his album is finished. And he's popping up in the same clothes that he wore during the release party during different events. So there was a... I can't remember what it was. I think it was a soccer game that was there, and Kanye was just in the crowd wearing the same shit he wore the couple nights before. So Kanye is living somewhere in Mercedes-Benz. This nigga want to be the Phantom of the Opera so bad. Like, he's got the mask on. He's living in the stadium. Next thing you know, he's going to be hanging from the rafters during, I don't know, when football season. Like, Donda's supposed to actually come out next month now, but still, like, Does he have a home? Does he have a house?
How much of it is just for publicity?
All of
like when I see stuff like this, that's all I think. It doesn't impress me. I don't think he's crazy. I think he's just like, yo, watch this, guys. You know what I mean? Yeah. And then he's like living in the stadium. And then he's just like, I don't know. The same clothes thing, that's kind of weird. Like, but again, mentally, do you maybe get to a place where you're just like, well, I got to change. Steve Jobs didn't change.
Fam, I've been on your stream with this same GOAT shirt every fucking week, I've realized, and motherfuckers probably still think I wear the same shit every day, so I don't care. I pay good money for this shirt.
Like,
I don't know,
and even if you did, like, you know, fuck, who cares?
And you know Kanye probably has just, like, 25 of the same outfit.
I'm just thinking that's a bubble jacket.
Twice a day, but it's just...
Like, Daddy, throw that picture up one more time. I should have asked Idol to do this shit. I don't know why I asked Daddy to throw up a fucking picture on his fucking computer, bro. I mean, he was so on the ball at the first time. I'm like, he's got it down. Okay, this picture, like, look at the pants and the jacket, bruh. Like, I've DJ'd in just a t-shirt and shorts, and when I got home, my t-shirt was musty, bro. There's no way you're wearing the same shit. You're wearing this outfit the next day, and you're not musty.
Okay, so first of all, I'm pretty sure that he would shower, and there's got right. to, it's a stadium, so, but also if that's the aesthetic for the album, maybe he's trying to run it in your head over and over again, maybe that outfit is like the album cover, and so he's trying to be like art imitating life night after night.
These are just
my guesses. I don't know.
Kanye is an evolved form of rollout, I believe. Kanye's rollout. Well, yeah,
when you get to a certain level, man, like you can't just do regular shit anymore.
No.
Do you know what I mean? Like, it's got to be weird. I don't know. It doesn't have to be weird, but I feel like you're constantly trying to do things that are like next level.
Andy Warhol shit. And yeah, I mean, like, if you spent the last 2 years alienating your black audience and black fans, you're really going to want to do something so extraordinary that they forget all that shit. He should have chose a different color, if you ask me. But I mean, at the end of the day, is anybody talking about Kanye and Trump anymore? Talking about Kanye in the fucking Mercedes-Benz Stadium now, like fucking, like that movie when Bill Murray or Tom Hanks has to live in the airport. I think maybe it was Bill Murray.
That was fun. I can't remember what it was called.
The only thing too is that I think the Kanye thing kind of got washed under the rug a little bit because it all of a sudden it was like all the rich niggas were like down with Trump because like that meant tax breaks.
Yeah, but not a lot of the rappers.
Who else was down with Trump?
Not a lot of the rappers.
Lil Weezy.
Wayne was down with Trump?
Yeah.
Wasn't he? Was.
Yeah.
He was totally like, this is the man for the job. He'll get it done. He was saying all that shit.
Oh, that's crazy. I missed that. I must have missed that on purpose. Him
and Lil Pump. That was it.
Yeah, Ice Cube Pump was kind of working with him.
Well, no. Ice Cube was... Ice Cube decided to go talk to whoever the president was in regards to different things, and Trump
But it was a reach out to the black community. It was a big thing because Trump was willing to do the black business plan and help Ice Cube.
Yeah, I got Ice Cube a lot of flack, too. And Ice Cube's like,
and then you have a whole host of, like, some of the more black... scholar dudes, like, I don't know if you guys ever heard of a guy named Boyce Watkins. He wasn't really with Trump, but he was like talking all this conservative mess because, of course, when you're rich, right, the tax breaks
there. Yeah, that's Jim Brown was, it's kind of weird. Yeah, Jim Brown wasn't
Judge Trump's Joe movie. Brown with him too.
I can't remember if Joe Brown was or not.
Was he really?
Jim Brown,
I think he was on that.
Joe Brown be doing some weird shit where it's like, were you a real judge, bro? Because I've heard and seen videos of Joe Brown just like cussing motherfuckers out, talking shit. And I'm just like, maybe Joe Brown wasn't a real judge. Maybe he was a judge like Judge Judy.
Judge Judy was. I thought she was a real judge.
I don't know. Maybe it's Dr. Phil. It's not a real doctor. But as soon as they put like the, as soon as these motherfuckers put their title in front of the name on a show, I really don't believe that's them anymore. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like,
it definitely is a character, I'm sure.
And I think Ice-T even has his own judging show now, where he like mediates situations and shit. I gotta find a clip for that for tomorrow.
Yo, isn't Jerry Springer a judge now too? He has a judge show.
Does he? He used to be a governor, didn't Judge he? Spring.
I don't even remember.
I think he was a boy. Oh no, he was mayor. I think he was mayor of the city.
Mayor or something like that, yeah. I mean, the fact that Jerry and Maury still have television shows lead me to believe that niggas don't learn. They don't. Niggas, and I don't mean niggas like black folk. I just mean niggas as in people, as the human race. The human race is niggas to me. And niggas, niggas don't learn. But speaking of judges, you know the old saying, only God can judge you. But what if that God was an extraterrestrial?
I have heard things about, like, God maybe not being, like, some sort of omnipotent entity and just an alien.
Mm-hmm. Now,
I have heard that theory before.
They have, even with theories, they have whole religious cults behind that shit. For one being the Heaven's Gate. And that is a perfect segue into what we're going to talk about today. The Heaven's Gate religious cult. Now, I'm going to give a little brief synopsis. I'm not going to go too into the Heaven's Gate. I don't want this to start turning into like one of those true crime things, and I got to start putting creepy music over us explaining shit, and it's like dry and stuff. So I'm going to give a brief synopsis on Heaven's Gate, but then I'm going to stop. And if you guys want to stop me and you want to chime in, you got something to say, y'all know the rules. Just do it. Don't put your hands up. Don't say you about to interrupt. Interrupt someone and then say sort of, or and then say I didn't mean to interrupt, because the irony of that action and phrase, I love it. So, Heaven's Gate was an American new religious movement, which are often described as cults, founded in 1974 and led by Bonnie Nettles and Marshall Applewhite, known within the movement as T and Doe, like Do Re Mi Fa Sol La Ti Do.
Yeah, yeah. Music notes.
Music notes. Thank you. Nettles and Applewhite met in 1972 and then went on a journey of spiritual discovery, identifying themselves as the two witnesses of revelation, attracting a following of several hundred people in the mid-1970s. In 76, the group stopped recruiting instituted a monastic lifestyle. Scholars have described the theology of Heaven Gates as a mixture of Christian millenarism. I'ma fuck up a lot of words in this shit if you don't know by now. Millenarism, New Age, and UFOlogy. UFOlogy. I don't know if they did that one right, but it's like, we love aliens.
Hey, it works.
It's been characterized as a UFO religion. The central belief of the group was that the followers could transform themselves into immortal extraterrestrial beings by rejecting their human nature. They would ascend to heaven. Referred to that as the next level or the evolutionary level above human. The death of Nettles to cancer in 1985 challenged the group's views on ascension, where they originally believed that they would ascend to heaven while alive aboard a UFO, later coming to believe that the body was merely just a container, a vehicle for the soul, and that their consciousness would be transferred to the next levels upon death. So basically, when you die, your soul will travel to a UFO and bring you to the next level. And I think that whoever got the job to be the chauffeur of that UFO, I don't know who made mad. You know, say you're just traveling from planet to planet, just like, oh, fuck. Gotta go to Earth, you know?
I know. Some of the things, that it's like the nonsensicalness of it. Yeah.
March 26, 1997, deputies of the San Diego County Sheriff's Department discovered the bodies of 39 active members of the group, including that of Applewhite, in a house in the San Diego suburb of Rancho Santa Fe. They participated in a mass suicide, a coordinated series of ritual suicide coinciding with the closest approach to the Hale-Bopp comet. I don't know if y'all remember Hale-Bopp from when we were kids. I remember this was all over CNN, and it was cracking jokes all over pop culture and everything like that.
And I actually remember hearing about a cult that killed themselves, but I didn't. I was young. I didn't make the connection.
Yeah, I 2 years old or 2 years wise, huh?
Because I remember hearing about that with the Hale-Bopp comment and certain people fucking.
This was in 1997, bro. You were already 20 years old.
Yeah, nigga, I was meeting you at the club because you were 18.
No, I was 17, nigga. 97. Well, March 26th. No. March 26th.
If I was 20, you were 18. March. That's how 2 years works.
No, nigga. I turned 1997. No, you were 19, man. My bad. 19. You were 19 in 97 or 20 in 97?
I was 19.
Oh, yeah. So I got that wrong. It's all good.
But you never get it wrong for the younger, you bastard.
Well, I know my age, nigga. I ain't paying attention to your shit. Just before the mass suicide, the group's website was updated with the message, Hale-Bopp brings closure to Heaven's Gate. Our 22 years of classroom here on the planet Earth is finally coming to conclusion. Graduation from the human evolutionary level. We are happily prepared to leave this world and go with T's crew. The name Heaven's Gate was only used for the final few years of their existence, or the group's existence. They had previously been known as under the names of Human Individual Metamorphosis and Total Overcomers Anonymous. So, that's what I was. So, I got that from Wikipedia. And then it said that their website stated da da da. And the website had a fucking hyperlink. So, I'm like, I'm going to click on the hyperlink for the website. It's hard to explain the hyperlink for the website. And I'm glad that you're doing a stream. What I want you to do is I want you to click on. That is, so if you're watching, or not if you're watching, if you go into your Discord, gentlemen, and click on that in the Discord, and for the people on your stream, Idle, I'll share the screen, and then we can have a little conversation about, now don't mind my tabs, I do like midget Asian porn. The first thing I notice about this website is I had a website dedicated to Tupac just like this myself. This is GeoCities.
Nigga, this is GeoCities. If you have made a site on GeoCities, then you probably had that background.
Yep. Now, this is GeoCities is still alive and well, and there's still two people. I gotta find this site. There's two people that still run, this website. So the administrators behind heavensgate.com. So I was, as soon as I saw this website, I'm like, I'm done talking about Heaven's Gate. I want to talk about Heaven's Gate and the fucking weirdness of this fucking website and how the shit is still there being maintained and communicating with motherfuckers. Now, let me tell you about, if you watch the documentary on Heaven's Gate, shit that stuck out to me is, A, they did not force or coerce anybody to stay. If someone wanted to come, they could come. Someone wanted to leave, they could leave.
Then when they wanted to leave, they encouraged them to leave, which was kind of
crazy.
Yeah, it's
like, you want
to
go? Yeah, they encouraged them to leave. If you want to go, then go. We don't want anybody here that doesn't want to be here.
Well, that is the way you would get the most devout, right?
Right. And it's like, but it wasn't like one of those cults where like, we're just going to cut you off from the outside world.
Yeah.
They actually like reached out to their family members and said, listen, if you guys promise that you're not going to try and take us from something we don't want to take from, you can visit us and we can talk to you all we want. Down to go. Another thing is, there's motherfuckers that were in Heaven's Gate that still practice whatever they practice, that are upset that they didn't kill themselves in 1997 and legitimately feel like they missed the opportunity.
Wow.
Isn't that tripped up?
Yeah. Crazy. A little bit.
So.
A little bit? No, that's like very fucked up.
Yeah, elaborate on the a little bit for me. I want to know the a little bit part. Like, how is that just only a little bit fucked up? Like, you could understand?
Well, okay, so the obviousness is fucked up, but if everybody killed themselves and you think they went somewhere and you missed your opportunity, well, right. then, yeah, you'd be sad. If you genuinely believed that you were going to go somewhere better.
And, like, you feel like someone that would have that belief be, like, a recluse or, like, a hoarder living in some weird, like, not just, like, regular Jim in his fucking suit and tie and glasses and a PhD in ufology or whatever the fuck. Like, it's just the weirdest even if cult.
Because even if you were to kill yourself today, you couldn't be assured that you're the going ship to the was coming yeah. for you because they all were the ones who had the communication with the ship.
And if you see them, they all had, like, the same type of dress. Some of them practiced castration because they willingly practiced castration on themselves. They wanted to take away all earthly desires and shit like that before they went on. It's crazy.
So was it like chemical castration or physical?
I didn't know. I didn't look too deep into the castration.
Physical. They went to Mexico and all got surgery. Mm. Well, not all of them, but it was like a group of them, including the main guy.
The main dude before he died. Yeah, he got the castration too. Even how crazy that is. If you just like you that doctor, and all of a sudden a whole bunch of people that look like they're dressed out of motherfucking Wesley Snipes motherfucking and Sylvester Stallone movie.
Like Demolition Man?
Demolition. They all dressed like Demolition Man. And said, I want my nuts cut off. Like, cut my nuts. Like, you're the doctor, and then be like,
pay me 50 cool. grand, I'll cut your nuts off too.
Yeah, exactly. Bring everybody.
How would a man feel about cutting off another man's nuts? Like, the whole I can't watch another man get hit in the fucking nuts with a football without being like, oh shit.
Yeah, but it's surgery.
50 grand.
I'd watch that shit all day. Shit, what are you talking about? I'd throw the fucking ball. I'd help the nigga. But this fucking website is fucking weird, bro. And it's a fucking rabbit hole in itself. The administration behind it are a couple named Mark and Sarah King. They wouldn't confirm their identity to emails, but they did tell they said they told me, but they're the person writing the story. They told them that they've been entrusted with the task after being members of the group for 12 years. They have regular full-time jobs outside attending to the site, but take their duties seriously. They answer any inquirer's questions within a day or so and make sure the site, crammed with information about the cult's belief and with a striking 90s aesthetic, ticks along exactly like it was in March 1997. They still use geosites. They say that they do this to make the information available to those who are interested in learning about it. It's like planting seeds for the future so that people could get familiar with the type and the ways of next, or people can get familiar with the ways of the next level and prepare for an eventual return. Also, if you, they wrote the story on this and I think I found it, or I lost it. But if you email them and ask them, here it is. If you email them and ask them for shit, they'll give it to you for free. Now, I'm scared.
I actually know a couple of religious groups that will do this.
Yeah, but this isn't just like literature. They'll give you their VHS tapes of recordings of group members for free and ask you, okay, just copy them and send them back to us. So, I mean, you can email a church and be like, oh, can I get some, like, can I get some pamphlets and some swag and stuff like that? And they'll send you that stuff, right? But they'll, they'll send you actual recordings that they made of members that are dead that you could, it's not even like they're hiding shit. It's like out there. It's weird. And the way this was found out, that there's a guy that's in a Facebook group for VHS collectors, and he posted a picture of a stack of videotapes that he claimed was sent to him by Heaven's Gate, which is fucking weird. If you visit the website, they offer materials free of charge, but would appreciate it. So they don't even say you should, but they would appreciate it if you would like to copy them and return the originals to them so they can make them available to someone else. But then they say it appears not to be entirely free, though, because in an earlier post, they had a bunch of tapes and he had to pay them. He had to pay Heaven's Gate $6 in exchange for the tapes. $6 American. I don't know if that's a lot, but so you could just email these motherfuckers. They'll get back to you within a couple of days. Now, keep in mind, this is a cult. that is infamous for a mass suicide. And usually when that type of shit happens, the cult kind of implodes on itself and there's no active anything afterwards, right? Like, mm-hmm. if you look at the Waco, Texas one, if you look at the, what's the one that had like, it was like 300 people committed suicide or something like that. I can't remember what that was. But they usually just implode on themselves, and it's usually like some crazy cult leader that was like breeding up every fucking female in there and da da da. And they usually just, but these people, there's no hiding. And I thought I had to go through like loopholes and shit. I was gonna ask them to send me some shit, but then I'm like, I don't want motherfuckers coming up to my house pretending like they're carpet cleaners. And next thing you know, they're indoctrinating me and I'm going to Mexico to get my nuts chopped off. Like, I don't wanna do that, right? So that's that. Now,
I will say this though, as somebody who's watched a bunch of shit and gone down a bunch of rabbit holes, there are a lot of religious sects that do this. And one of them that I've actually watched before is there's a guy named Kent Hovind, mm-hmm. and he runs a young earth creationist group. And I found him because I like to watch debates online, and he debates a bunch of these kind of topics. And so I went to his channel just to be curious, and he gives away all of his materials free.
Oh,
he
for
says
real?
It right in his video. Yeah. Like, and I think it's like, I think you only get charged if you don't send them back or something like that. Like, it costs you like $30, but then if you keep them, or I don't know, I can't remember exactly, but yeah, you basically could get this material for like next to free,
something like
just
you pay for
to spread their
oh,
message
shit.
Right, like, now don't get me
so,
wrong,
this is gonna be a fucked up thing because I just pulled okay. a thaddy. I just pulled a thaddy.
Did Will pull a thaddy? Finally
I pulled a thaddy.
Oh my god.
Yeah, I did the same thing. I was trying to stop the stream. Or to stop the share, and I did a thaddy. My bad. It happens to the best of us at least once.
It does. But yeah, so they will send you those materials and stuff like that. I think it's to spread their message because they know that it almost feels like deities and following that is like dying.
Yeah.
But you know what's interesting about this cult, it doesn't seem like they're actively trying to recruit anybody. They're not even like reading the article, they're basically like, we were just given instructions to maintain this website and that's what we're doing. So they're not really in the business of really even growing this thing anymore. Like, I don't really understand what their motive is behind, other than the fact they're just like, well, they told us we got to keep it up, so we're doing it, and we're doing it religiously.
Well, the thing is that it does say for an eventual return. So I don't know how you don't interpret that as them, maybe they're not recruiting, but they're definitely trying to get interest, maybe? Like, maybe you can't become a card-carrying member, but...
But I'm just speaking on the little article that Will posted in the Trello when they, like, interviewed the couple that's maintaining it. And their words were basically like, yeah, because they were kicked out of it initially, right, Will?
I believe so. Not kicked out, but they just weren't active.
They were asked
in it.
They were asked to like follow this one rule, and I think the girl was like, no, I don't like that rule. And then the guy was just like, well, I'm standing up for her. And then basically they're like, well, if you guys don't like the rule, here's a car, here's some money, get the fuck out. If you guys ever want to come back and follow this rule, you're more than welcome to come back. So
didn't they leave? But they eventually came back, though. They eventually came back.
But they got married, which I don't think is allowed because you're not supposed to have any kind of sexual thing in this cult. But anyways, I was just saying that they seem to kind of have no initiative to recruit at all. But obviously, the website was built before the suicide, and obviously at that time they were probably trying to recruit. So, but I just don't know if like currently it's meant to be like shared around the world to get new members, right?
It doesn't look like they're actively trying to recruit, and I know that the eventual return. I'm not too sure if that's even new. I think that's
yeah, still that's like the original text from 97.
Yeah, I think that's original. I think because. Yeah, because it's.
Is this website supposed to be original, or is this their kind of update?
This is the original website.
This is the original. I think it's.
So they were not supposed to touch anything.
We'll just keep it updated. Like they, I think there's like they may have new articles in there, not articles, but whatever you want to call them, right? But they keep it updated, they maintain it, they reply to emails and things like that, and probably update costs and email addresses and shit like that, right?
But it's interesting because it's like our position against suicide.
Right. Now that was an update. So that's the if you look at their so that's what I wanted to read as well. Before I read the position against suicide, because that was after, that was added after the mass suicide.
But interestingly enough, I did read that up until the suicide, or actually up until the woman died from cancer, suicide was never, ever talked about because they always assumed that they would be able to go on the spaceship in their physical bodies. It's not till... that lady died,
and they thought that we have to leave our vessels. That's when they started to think that their bodies were just a vessel for their spiritual form.
Suicide wasn't really like a big mantra in the whole quote unquote religion, except for the one mass suicide. As stupid as that sounds.
And it's tough to say what's been updated and what hasn't, because I know there's a program called, like, I think it's called the Wayback Machine, where you can look at past versions of a website, but it's, I mean, it doesn't say on here the updated such and such a date. I think some of it may be updated, and that's just from reading about the history of it and then comparing it to what's written on here. But it's tough to say, right? But a lot of this website, I wanted to go through this website and grab I wanted to grab pieces of of what's written on it and show it to y'all, but it's so nonsensical that just grabbing a piece out of context wouldn't make sense. And these are like, if you each one you click on, it's like long motherfucking, and there's videos, there's transcripts of from members and shit like that. It's fucking crazy. As soon as you open it, right on the main screen in teal writing over a backdrop that I guess is Geosite's Galaxy font or Galaxy backdrop number 7.
Background.
Is it Geosite's or GeoCities?
I thought it was GeoCities.
You know, you could be right. I've been saying it wrong.
I could be wrong 20 as well.
Years. How do you? I can't even know how to spell it. But anyways, I'm not sure. It says, whether Hale-Bopp has a companion or not is irrelevant from our perspective. However, its arrival is a joyously very significant to us at Heaven's Gate. The joy is that our older member in the evolutionary level above human, the Kingdom of Heaven, has made it clear to us that Hale-Bopp's approach is the marker we've been waiting for. The time of the arrival of the spacecraft from level above human to take us home to their world in the literal heavens. Our 22 years of classroom here on planet Earth is finally coming to conclusion. Graduation from the human evolutionary level. We are happily prepared to leave this world and go with T's crew. If you study the material on this website, you will hopefully understand our joy and what our purpose here on Earth has been. You may even find your boarding pass to leave with us during this brief window. We are so very thankful that we've been recipient of this opportunity to prepare for membership in their kingdom and to experience their bundles of caring and nurturing. That basically is going to give you an idea of what you're in for when you peruse this website. Fucking crazy. But they do have a statement. They have D's intro, the purpose of the simple bottom line. A statement from by an ET presently incarnate, which I believe is an alien that's actually here or was here or there. I don't fucking know. Last chance to advance beyond human. It's an excerpt from their book, and I think this is what has some of them people that didn't kill themselves in 97 upset because it was their last chance. But their position.
It was, because
they said that brief window, right?
Yeah. And even when I was reading, because I was just clicking links randomly just right now, and one of them is the one of the further down links, and it's Heaven's Gate away team returns whatever. And the one line that caught me is it says, "No one can enter the kingdom of heaven by trying to live a good life in this world." And then thinking that when this world's life takes your body, you get to go to heaven. The only time that the next kingdom can be entered is when there is a member or members of that kingdom who have come into the human kingdom, incarnated as we have, offering clarification of that information. So basically, you can't do it on your own.
And that's why, like,
yes. And that's why these people are sad, because I don't know what. Because if somebody just made that up and you're waiting for the next guy who is the incarnate of from that kingdom. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's like, what are they like, almost what are you waiting for at that point?
And you so. Specifically think that that main person. So, for example, T, I believe, is the only person that could speak to him directly. Whoever the incarnate yeah. on our form is. It's like you're just following blindly, and then 39 people wearing Nikes are gonna kill themselves, and it was fucking crazy. We don't know if this is true.
Well, we don't know if they actually were chaperoned somewhere in there.
I mean
it sounds
they all willingly left. Like,
the thing that I don't like about it is that it sounds like they were just like, yo, we're all going to go on this shuttle. We're all going to go on this shuttle. And then the leader dies and they're like, oh, shit. Well, I guess we got to be dead to do it. Like, I don't know. That's just such a weird switch and shift. Because they're like, well, if she wouldn't have, she would have never died without taking us with her. So that must be the way. Like, is that kind of the stretch we'd assume happened?
I feel like they felt like after, because after reading it, I still couldn't grasp it was the dude, the girl who died. I think Doe died, and I think Doe was the girl.
No, Doe's the guy.
Doe's the guy, so T died? I thought
yeah,
T died, so the girl T died. And after, because they're like, okay, we're all going to transcend at the same time, and when the thing, when Bop comes or whatever, da da da, and then the one person dies, and then to compensate, he's like, well, she had to die. There's, if she dies before we all go, either A, she's not going to be able to go because we think you can't just die and go to the kingdom, or B, we have to die to go to the kingdom. So you got to flip it and switch it and be like, okay, I don't want these people to lose faith, so we're going to switch it that you have to die to go to the kingdom.
And now obviously, because T did, right? Like, yeah. So what other way could there be when she or he was the one that was connected, right? So,
you guys want to hear I'm not going to do the whole thing because it's long as fuck, but you want to hear a statement from someone that is explaining why they're doing this and why they have to leave? It's an Earth exit statement by Srody. Srody was a student. Why we must leave at this time? Have you ever tried to cross the border into Mexico or take even an interstate plane trip in short notice with only carry-on luggage lately? Have you tried to cash a check without proper ID or an existing account, or buy a car and pay cash for it? Probably not. Most people use credit cards, aren't cautious in giving personal information to the government or authority figures, and I've according to a normal pattern of behavior and live according to a normal pattern of behavior. How did these things become normal? Not that long ago, banking institutions were suspect. Individual privacy was expected. Government was a tool of the populace, and God was sought after and looked up to, not institutions. Now to step outside the routine is to become a deviant, a suspected drug dealer, or even a terrorist. Someone to keep under under scrutiny. If you have unlimited freedom, or you have unlimited freedom, if you use your credit card, you pay a percentage to the government. You aren't too religious if you. We live in a world of platitudes and shallow lives. If you search your soul, if you have a soul, you know you are miserable, overburdened, unsatisfied, living a purposeless life, wanting to die. Either, wow. Either that, or you're just playing out of routine, living for the next indulgence, seeking a greater buzz or stimulus that will further mute whatever conscious. Like, she's not lying. Like, this is basically the mundane wow. life of the everyday person, right?
Yeah.
Or stimulus that will further mute whatever conscious or understanding that you might have once had. You have accepted being trapped with no hope of escape and either rationalize that existence or become numb to it, living out some fantasy. And it goes on like that. And then she has, like, there's, like, another couple of paragraphs of that. Why I want to leave at this time. A number of less personal reasons can be found in the why we must leave at this time. My more intimate reasons for wanting to leave at this time come not from any sense of hopelessness or despair, as one might suspect. Quite the contrary. It is a profoundly joyous time for me. The fulfillment of everything I've always hoped for, to dwell in the Creator's house and be called by Him a son. My father, you all know of, the last time we were here nearly 2,000 years ago, he astounded you with knowledge of the reality of his father's house and what it took to be born into it. If you didn't understand and the task was too difficult for most, so you turned it into a religion, Christianity. I don't know why I was so fortunate. Maybe I was less than the world, or I was less into the world than some others, or just happened to be in the right place at the right time. And knew a good thing when I saw it. I don't even know when the first encounter was. It doesn't matter. But I grew to love this individual, his father, his family, with all that I am. All I wanted to do was be close to them, to be a part of them. And it goes on. The last paragraph. This is exhausting. The last paragraph. There may be some of you who will read this and not just judge by appearance, but recognize the possibility that we have done. Of that what we have done is true, just as we have expressed it. Some could even be accelerated by our exit. That's a weird form of words. Even as we were accelerated by T's and use this opportunity to join us. If so, we will be watching and waiting to assist for as long as we can. Good luck. March 18th, 1997. It's just weird. Like, it kind of feels like they feel like this is the true way to get to quote unquote heaven, and that Christianity was a blank or the next level. Yeah. And then religion and Christianity was a blanket that was put over top of this so people would understand it better. Weird.
This site is a trip. It is, right? I'm just looking through like some of these links and. Oh my God, it's fucked up. Like, just some of the things they said in their conversations and like their series, like they tried to do this videotape series before they left. And
yeah.
It's just really weird.
If for everybody listening, if you want to get an understanding, I mean, I'm going to have the links in the description of the podcast. But if you want to read along and follow along while we do this, heavensgate.com. That's basically the website, heavensgate.com. And like I said, if you're wondering why we're not going into too much, I'm not going into too much detail or reading a whole bunch of stuff off of the site, and we're just having a conversation about the site. Once you get to this fucking website, you will understand the depth of, it takes a minute to even wrap your head around what's going on with it. Like even at first glance, the different amount of colors, like I was craving Fruit Loops. After I opened this fucking shit up, like the amount of colors and fucking gifts and all that shit, like it's fucking crazy. They have the position against suicide. If you would like to send for videotapes, there is no charge. If you would like to copy them and return the originals to us, we'll make them available to someone else. If you choose to assist with deferring our expenses, the funds would be reinvested towards getting this information out. Transcripts can be viewed online or downloaded. Hard copy editions of the book can be ordered. $45. Bro, you think I'm gonna order some VHS tapes. But I really want to set up a PO box first.
Watch them.
Yeah.
Do you have a VHS player?
I think my mother-in-law does.
They're hard to find.
Yeah. Like, you have to get someone that has one already.
I think we have, like, one of those combo with the
TV
attached to the TV.
I remember I got one of those for fucking Christmas when I was a kid, and I thought I was balling, bro. I had one. It had the V, was it, or maybe it was the one with the DVD in it. No, it was VHS. It had the VHS in it, and I thought I was balling. I was playing Nintendo, and then you switch over and watch Home Alone, and yeah, I remember it. And it was just like a little ass fucking TV with the fucking VHS tape in there. You could record your shit. Yeah, it was dope. So what do y'all think? That's basically, I wanted to get into Heaven's Gate, but I'm like, bro, this website's a fucking trip. I want to talk about this fucking website. So what do y'all think about this motherfucking shit? Yeah, I know Idol's here, like, Idol's just like, you can't even see Idol. He's in this rabbit hole so deep right now, running through that. You can just see, like, just, the wonder on his face going through this shit, like.
Because it's so much, it's packed with so much info. Like, these people, like, sat around and thought of a lot of this shit, man. There's pages and pages. And it's just very weird. Like, I don't know. It's just odd how they even speak. Like, I just don't know if you could start something like this today.
And people follow. Now, they're talking about this. There's a bunch of UFO religions out there. And not a lot of them feel like they're, you have to kill yourself. But there's a bunch. What are you saying, Jay?
No, wasn't there specifically one that was spawned off of Heaven's Gate?
That was in the documentary, right?
Yeah.
I can't remember what it's called. I should have wrote it down. But yeah, and they're spawned off of Heaven's Gate, and I think it was from members who actually left. And they're like, they didn't want to do this, or they wanted, there's portions of it that they weren't dealing with, something like that. Maybe they started off, or maybe there's people that got the ideas from them, but there's one from that, and they're not too far away from me, either, like in the same area as the suicide and stuff happened. The Earth's present civilization is about to be recycled, spaded under in order that the planet might be refurbished. The human weeds have taken over the garden and disturbed the usefulness beyond repair. It was the documentary is old as fuck, but they feel like 19 spaceships are going to a secret landing site in 2001. I want to know if this happened.
It's just odd. It's just, I don't understand how people believe some of this stuff. Like, it's just very odd. Like, what frame of mind are you in life to, like, listen to these people who are like, yeah, T and Doe are the aliens. Like, they're the visiting two who are going to tell you how to get to Heaven's Gate. And I don't know. They never really tell you, because even in some of the excerpts of things, they're like you said with the toothpaste, right? She always bought a little one.
Yeah.
But then they never really went anywhere, so she always had to buy another one, right? Like, even in this, it's like, just very weird. Like, they're like, we think this will be our last transmission. No, today's definitely the last one. It was just, I don't know what kind, like, what really should be talked about is what kind of mental state are you in to even join
something
this?
Like,
are you just, I just don't know. Like, maybe, like you said, it wasn't.
Are you missing something in your life? Is there something that you need to cling on to? Like, I know a lot of the other doomsday cults and different types of cults, they're picking up people from, like, they're picking up homeless people. They're picking up runaways. They're picking up people off of Skid Row and da-da-da-da. But this one kind of just seemed like regular everyday people with a very healthy belief in A, UFOs and aliens, and B, not feeling that they belonged here. All of them shared, like, that common feeling before they even joined this, that they did not believe that they belonged on Earth.
What do you think the whole idea of, like castrating yourself and, like, saying no to sex completely, like, why was that so indoctrinated?
Thought it was because Doe, first of all, like, he wanted to,
the ascension,
I don't know if he was gay, but he did, there was reports of he had an inappropriate, like, he was a professor and had an inappropriate relationship with a male student above age, I believe. It wasn't like no child thing or nothing like that. But he resigned from the university that he taught at or the school that he taught at or something like that because of that. But I think the castrations, like, take away all human desires because you're above that. You're ascending above that. And to have human desires and urges and da-da-da was just regular human shit. And for paraphrasing, of course, like, you wanted to be above that. You're a spiritual being. You're a body. All you are is cosmic stardust in a vessel for the short period of time. And sexual desires are beyond you. That's not something that you need to sustain yourself. Like, these motherfuckers believed in this shit so bad, they consistently sold blood and plasma just to donate and keep the shit going.
So when you get castrated, do they just chop off your balls, or they chop off the whole unit?
Well, I think just the balls is castration, and chopping off everything makes you a eunuch, right?
Eunuch?
Yeah. Now, I'm not 100% because I'm not into the science of castration.
Like, shit weirds me out. I'm assuming that castration, I'm not a scientist about castration at all.
I think castration is just the balls.
If you have no balls, that means, like, you won't even get horny, or, like, you just get horny.
Probably less, because your balls is where your testosterone, that hormone, is mainly produced, right? So I think that's what it is. I don't know. Why are you so interested in that, bro? No, I'm just joking.
I'm trying to figure out, like, what's the mentality behind.
Well, I mean, like, balls. Think about it. If you have a male dog, right, and the male dog gets neutered, they're less horny, right? If you notice that, they are less horny. But, I mean, we're not dogs. But don't they? I don't know, bro. I don't know. Like, if you didn't have balls, would you even be want to fuck? Like,
I think so.
I don't know.
I'd still look at a woman and be like, wow, she's hot.
But that desire, but then, because if you got low, but you're just like, your dick ain't hard, so you good? Like, like, oh, I want to fuck her, but I ain't got no balls, so what's the point? Like, I don't know how the fucking science behind this shit goes. You know what I'm saying? I don't, but I guess that's what they believed. Which is fucking, that seems like the short end of the fucking stick. Because, I mean, girls didn't get, like, they still good. It's not like they're like, yeah, and I'm just going to have my whole uterus removed. Like, no, they was good.
The other thing about it is, like, do they believe that humans shouldn't procreate then? Like, I don't understand. Like, what's the.
This didn't seem like one of those cults where they was breeding everybody up, though. So maybe not. Maybe they felt like the ascension is beyond that. We're just vessels. Basically, we're just here. And then we're gone. We're not here to do all that extra stuff. We're just here, and we need to go. But it's like one of those. But it's weird. It's like, okay, but most religions is like, live your best life now. Not, hey, now that you found out you can get to heaven, just wait till we come pick you up and fuck everything else off. You know what I'm saying? It's like, well, then why am I here? If it's to just wait to go there. And if I'm here just to wait to go there, where was I before? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you know the crazy thing, they believe, I'm pretty sure that was that cult that believes in
reincarnation.
Reincarnation. A couple of them were talking about how, remember the one guy said he was Pontius Pilate?
They talk about, and the thing that fucked me up is, like, if you look at, they're reincarnated from people from World War II, but if you look at when this documentary came out, they were alive in World War II.
Like, when did this documentary come out?
90-something. Had to be at least, let's say at least 97, because that's when they all killed themselves. And if you're looking at someone that's like 50 and 97, they had to be at least...
Well, they would be late 40s. Or late 1940, they'd be born in the late 1940s.
Yeah, so at least they were. So they could have been reincarnated, I guess. But it's just like, yo, he's like, yo, when I was born, I had leg problems. My mom took me to this doctor and that doctor and this doctor, and they just couldn't figure out why I had leg problems. And then this vision just came to my consciousness and showed me that I was a World War II fighter pilot and I crashed, but I survived and I hurt my legs. And ever since then, I didn't have any leg problems. I'm like, what? It doesn't work like that.
Well, the one girl was like, I was a prostitute and yeah. I got in trouble and then they shamed me. And that's why I'm scared of big crowds now.
Yeah, this is why I'm scared of big crowds. I'm like, it's because she was a prostitute for the Nazis and started prostituting for the French to get away from the Nazis and got found out. And a crowd shaved her head, and that's why she's afraid of crowds. It's like, okay. So, all right.
Like, just say you were a slut, you got caught, and now you feel ashamed about it.
But some of those things, I'm like, what the fuck does this have to do with aliens? And, like, that documentary kind of veered off on a strange fucking tangent. It's like, okay, now we're talking about reincarnation. But if they believed in reincarnation, they wouldn't kill themselves to go onto a fucking spaceship flying behind a comet.
Right.
Weird. But I don't know, man. It's,
Yeah, this website is so fucked up. Like,
I don't stuck in it, bro.
I'm not stuck in it. I'm just trying to see, like, some of their transcripts are, like, crazy and just the shit they ramble on and on about. Like, it's just so, like, oh, when spaceships dropped us off and shit, it's like, oh, my God. Like, how, I just don't understand how people fall for this.
I love how they have, like, little, oh, yeah, original was January 6th. So some of them do. So if you go onto the website at the top, we'll say the original. And then slightly edited.
Yeah, edited, which could mean all of it.
Yeah, exactly. The following statements could sound very presumptuous. However, these facts can come into focus or prove themselves if they are seriously explored a step at a time. They could also...
So here's a question. Here's a question. We talked about UFOs and you guys said that they absolutely were true.
Wait a second. I think you need to go back to the tapes, bro. I don't think anybody on this podcast has ever absolutely said anything.
Well, you guys said that it was ignorant to think that we were the only things in the universe.
Right. I said that. I don't know if it, I don't know if it's ignorant. I'm just saying it's very
unlikely.
Yeah, that we're it's very self-centered to think that humans are the most important, most intelligent things in the whole universe. Not saying that I 100% believe UFOs exist. I mean,
so then you think that there is a possibility that T and Doe were real?
They were real people for sure. I've seen video.
No, like real aliens.
No, but they don't believe they were aliens. No. I think they believe that they just can communicate with the aliens. They might be aliens now, and we're all aliens to somebody else's planet, aren't we?
I don't think so.
Because I think it says that. Where is it there?
That's what I got from it. I thought they were just
conduits.
The two that can communicate with the...
You might be right.
Yeah, didn't one of them say that they were like the equivalent of like a prophet from the Bible and we're here to give this message, spread this word? They didn't really claim to be aliens.
Heaven's Gate doctrine is convoluted and unsurprisingly not that consistent, but there here are the basics. Earth is about to be recycled. Those who wanted to live on Earth needed to reach something called, or sorry, those who want, yeah. Those who wanted to live on needed to reach something called the evolutionary level above human, which consisted of a genderless, bodiless, spiritual existence aboard a spaceship. Several of these already evolved creatures were coming to save those on Earth who had successfully shed attachments to the human vessel. These beings had visited Earth only once before. Through that time, they took human form as Jesus. T and Doe were the only ones able to converse directly with the next level, so Heaven Gate's member had to take it on faith that they were told that the Hail Bomet, as the Hail Bomet approached, the UFO was hiding just out of sight behind the tail. The only way to get aboard, leave your vessel behind, get on matching uniforms, put down the Nikes, and die. Yeah, so I think they just believed that they were the only, they were the conduits to get to this next place.
Okay, okay.
Yeah. But I mean, now listen, my belief on aliens and UFOs and stuff like that, I can't definitively say anything because I haven't seen any type of proof. But from the shit that we have seen, some of the shit that we had read, aside from this, because I always feel like, I always want to say, I feel like when something makes you force other people into something for some kind of a gain, there's got to be some kind of snake oil behind it. But looking at this, what was the ultimate gain for the dude at the head? He wasn't driving a Mercedes. He wasn't stealing the trust funds and having like 17 different wives and some crazy sex cult. He voluntarily castrated himself and actually lived the same thing that they did and killed himself at the same time. So I feel like, and then it's one of those things where it's like he had to have truly believed this. But this is crazy. A motherfucker left. He said he wanted to leave. He wasn't 100% sure about it. Doe said, go ahead, go. You know what I'm saying? If you don't want to be here, I don't want you here. But eventually you're going to see something that's going to make you want to come back. And the only way you could come back is if you psychically communicate with me using this code. And the code was the Lord's Prayer with Doe's name in it. I think Doe's name, praying to Doe with the Lord's Prayer. And that's how Doe's going to find out that you want back. Something happened. And this man got on his knees and prayed. And the next day, Doe called him and said, I see that you want to come back. Now, this, I don't know if this is factual. This is what this dude said on the documentary. So he could be lying out his ass. But if this actually happened, that's mad, bro.
I'm gonna go with it never really happened.
Right. But if we can go off of if. But I mean, it's he truly believed that this was the way. And when T died, he switched it up a little bit, but I think he still truly believed that this was the way. I don't think that he chose this for any type of Jerry Jones type shit or Jim Jones type shit. I think, didn't Jerry Jones?
But I mean, he still got the power of followers, right? Like, just the fact that people are following you and hanging on to your every word.
So why would you want to kill him? There's gotta be... And yourself. Well,
because, fuck, T died.
Yeah.
We all know T holds shit together.
T holds it down.
We all know if there's a T in the cut. Motherfuckers missed if he died. No, I'm just kidding. No.
I don't know where we're going with that, but I'm there. I'm with you all the way.
No, but I don't know. I just feel like I think maybe the framework of the organization was starting to break too. And maybe this was just the last.
His way out?
Because when they were saying, I was reading about how there's like letters of people who were like, I no longer believe this. I no longer, you know, people were starting to lose faith near the end because, like you said, they always thought they were going. So I think he was kind of like, well, it's now or never with this shit.
It's wild. It's fucking wild. This whole cult, like, and it's just, to me, it just kind of seems different from, like, first of all, I didn't even know, like, the Hale-Bopp cult, Heaven's Gate, was this deep.
I remember. I actually remember this. I didn't know it was called Heaven's Gate, but I remember the Hale-Bopp, and I remember them people committing suicide over it, so.
Like, it was all in the pop culture. I remember skits, in Living Color skits that made fun of it.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
So.
So then do you guys think that there's a possibility that it's real since you all believe in aliens?
No. I guess there's a possibility, but. The story doesn't all add up.
Do you think that there's a chance that aliens are out there, and what if they did visit us in the earlier days, they would have looked like what would have been gods? Who knows what they could have done, right? Like if you flew down in like the old times and fucking all of a sudden you had like, you know, those holographic images like Tupac and shit, they're gonna think you're like crazy magic.
Bro, if you went back into the olden times with a fucking Zippo.
That's what I mean. They like, think so you magic. If they're supposed to be so advanced.
Well, that's the whole thing where it's like, isn't it? I think this is, I was going to say it's like some kind of deep cult, but I think it's just Marvel. Where it's like magic is just science to someone who doesn't know. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, at the end of the day, if someone like, yeah, so you see it and it's like, oh, it's got to be some like magic ascending into what's it called and blah, 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 the aliens. And maybe, I don't know, but I mean, they all believed it wholeheartedly. And who's to say that there wasn't like an interdimensional ship on the other side of the comet waiting for them to go? They believed it.
That's what I'm saying. Maybe they did jet. Maybe they did.
I mean, if you think about it, they all went somewhere.
If they were actually visited by aliens, wouldn't they have like, or sorry, if that couple was actually like communicating with the aliens, wouldn't they have better instructions? You know what I mean? Like, wouldn't they know that? Wouldn't they know before T died that they would have to do the suicide thing, or like, you know what I mean?
Well, that's just it. That's how come I don't get how people were blindly following them.
Were they getting
that's part
codes,
of what I don't or? Get. They weren't even clear. Like, it was just very, like, we were sent by aliens and, like...
But, I mean, they could have been like,
another thing that I sometimes think about is how do you even, like, are you just, like, sitting there with your girl one day and you're just like, I bet you I was sent by an alien. Like, I don't even understand how the two of y'all...
Well,
like that has to be deeply contrived.
They were
he had a heart attack.
Yeah,
and then they met in the hospital. She was the nurse there,
and they're both really, really spiritual and religious to begin with. And then he was like really, really, really into like astrology and shit like that. And it was crazy though. They said after the heart attack that didn't like he believed she was something, and it was a belief that she had as well or something like that. What did it say? It said Oh man. Different website here.
You know, he probably just claimed like he had like a real clear like near death experience where the aliens came and talked to him.
He saw shit or something.
Yeah. She's like, "Well, you did just have a heart attack, so it is possible."
Yeah, it says in 1972, Applewhite had a heart attack in some bizarre permutation of the Florence Nightingale effect. He then came to the realization that he and his nurse Bonnie Nettles were very likely the two witnesses prophesied in Revelation. Bonnie agreed.
Oh my god. Because Bonnie's like, shit.
I was like, yeah, okay, cool.
I'm a nobody.
You're not just some crazy dude who just had a heart attack and is high off of medication in this bed. The unlikely apocalyptic pair changed their names to Bo and Peep. I guess Bonnie and Clyde were taken before ultimately going with T and Doe. They spent the next several years spreading their message and gaining followers through in-person evangelizing, traveling around the country to give their talks. But as Robert Belch, a sociology professor for the University of Montana, who infiltrated the group during the 1970s, explained in his book, even during public meetings, members insulated themselves from outsiders. Well, yeah, but you do. It's weird though. Like sometimes a lot of like this that Gizmodo article is the only place I could find the reference to the heart attack and that they met in the hospital.
The hospital.
The documentary and the other websites just say that they met. I think one of the websites says that he had the heart attack and they met after the heart attack, but this was the only one that actually referenced it. Like a lot of stuff is like peppered here and put it together. And like that video that I put up there, the old documentary said that, it was hard for them to communicate with the outside world and da da da. But then another article that I read said that communication with the outside world was fine just as long as the people who they talk with promised that they wouldn't try to pull them out because they definitely didn't want to go. You know what I'm saying? It was like, it was weird that way too. So a lot of different information all over the place, but I don't know. I just thought this was like a pretty, it's weird to say, but I thought this was like a little pretty cool cult, pretty cool little cult apart from the suicide. Man,
it was definitely an interesting topic. The cult is fucked up. The website is messed. Some of the messaging's messed. It's messed, man.
Yeah. this website's my new guilty pleasure. Like, I'm gonna see if I can get some like VHS tapes, and maybe I'll try and hook up a VHS to the HDMI somehow, and we could do like a little streaming party. Watch some of these.
I would watch it.
I just don't want to end up like the bitch on the ring, like if someone finds me in my chair, my face all screwed up and shit.
That's the only reason why I you know what? The funny thing is that's immediately what I thought of when I thought of VHS tapes arriving.
Was it? Yeah.
I was like, I don't want to watch them shits. What if you fucking curse, nigga? Like,
yeah, I don't want that bad juju. As Ida would say, if you get bad juju, the juju was already there, so. There you go. Do we have any final thoughts?
My final thought is don't fucking join cults, man. There's no need for it. None of that shit's real.
Yeah.
But do the people joining a cult really feel like they're in a cult? Or even know? Could you be a part of a cult already?
I assume so.
I don't know. I don't think they would call it a cult. Probably. Cult has like a negative connotation to it, so they probably just think they're in like a happy community.
Because, fam, if I was, like, young and I went to church with you and your parents, daddy, and y'all started speaking in tongues, I'd be like, these motherfuckers is crazy. But not knowing, right? So, I don't know. Not knowing, that's just, like, a regular everyday thing or every Sunday thing. You know what I'm saying? It's not a crazy thing. Nobody's crazy. It's not a cult. But then that's what these motherfuckers probably have that idea where it's like, this is just our everyday lives, and I truly believe that we are descendants. I don't even know if they feel like they're descendants of aliens or just that aliens are coming to get their spiritual bodies. Like, it's like we're just going back to the stars, basically. And that's, I mean,
they believe that humans are supposed to evolve to a second level, and they're just.
And a lot of people believe that shit, just without all the extra that these guys had.
Yeah, man, I don't know. Like Travis was saying, I don't know how people get into that mindset to just be like, yeah, I'll listen to this guy. We got to kill ourselves? Sure. Sounds like a fun trip. Let's go. Wait, we all have to wear Nikes because there's a dress code.
But I think that dress code
that
is
aliens
like.
Aliens that aren't on Earth follow.
But it all followed into their doctrine where. We're all we have no style, we have no gender, we have no form. Here's a uniform. Let's just put on this like purple smock and Nikes. Like we all look the same. There's no classes and there's no nothing. We're all gonna go to this thing and then someone dies and like what? That nobody expected it. We were wrong. I think we have to die because at the end of the day, she was destined to go there, and if she died, that means that's the only way we can get there. And I feel like though, because I bet you that dude had that heart attack and maybe went through for like a good minute or two without oxygen to his brain.
Yeah, obviously, like whatever he saw was on level of near death shit, which could be such a bevy of different circumstances and brain death and all kinds of weird shit.
Mad synapse firing.
Yeah, like who knows? But I like how you're not supposed to have like any form or anything, but then they all have to conform to the same uniform. That's always cool. Yeah.
No form, but the next three things I'm going
to say, we have
are
no style except for the purple thing in the Nikes.
Right? And cut your nuts off.
And if your Nikes rip, we'll go to Foot Locker because.
I think these were some sand level. Remember sand? The sand stores? These were sand level Nikes, bro. They're all fucking.
They were definitely like, I picture them being like a little bit like sheer, shiny, like blue with the fucking Velcro Nikes. You know what I mean? Like, I guarantee those are the Nikes they were all wearing. They weren't wearing like some fresh J's or nothing.
The hospital Nikes. Fuck. I want to start a sex cult though. Yeah,
Bro, you're. Girlfriend fell asleep by accident and thought you were like gone. And fucking like sent good, death like, threats minute. She didn't even check the time first, nigga. Like I wouldn't even bring up the idea of a sex unless girl. You want a smack in the mouth, nigga. Like seriously.
Well,
He's just like, but your ideas of grandiose are like your delusions of grandeur. Like, it's ambitious. It's
if you gotta have ambition, bro. You gotta have ambition.
Yeah, I definitely respect your ambition, but I think it's a little bit of an overreach on that one.
I'ma try it. I'ma see. I'ma look into it. I'm gonna try and see. I'm gonna take all the.
So what's your sex call? What's your sex call gonna do? Just smash bitches?
Nah. We're all gonna live on a compound. Like it's gonna be like me and like all my wives, all of them on a compound. You know what I'm saying? And
then you're just gonna smash them up. That's the call. They're like, goddamn. Is that the cult? I'm trying to figure out.
I gotta write down. I gotta get my pie chart. Like, it's very like, it's just an idea at this point. I gotta write down
tenets and
pros and cons. And, yeah, exactly. Idea, commandments.
And it's just you and all your wives, right? Oh, look, yeah. Your girl already wilding in the next room. I just heard fucking the table smash.
I think, what?
Shit got flipped over and shit.
Now this nigga making like, shit up. Like,
sex,
I heard the table
cult?
Smash. Bro.
You ain't coming in here with no fucking sex cult.
I'm not dating McGilla Gorilla, bro. I don't know what the fuck guy, sounds just, like that.
I'm just saying that when you get mad enough.
I'm dating Lou Ferrigno.
When you get mad enough.
We're gonna give it a try. Niggas can visit too and shit like that, but like y'all can't get down like that. We'll have barbecues and shit. It'd be dope. Like, it'd be dope. It'd be like a whole, like, not even like a cult. Okay, it's not even like a cult. Just like a compound of it's
a club.
Yeah.
It sounds just like a group.
A group
that
of
you're
us.
Starting.
Yeah, a group. I'm starting a group. It's going to be me and like a bunch of my wives on a compound, like masterpiece style. Yeah, and that's it.
I guarantee you, guy, you're going to end up in a fucking river. Dead off. I guarantee it.
Well, I'm not gonna present it until I have like a good business plan, like a proposal, motherfucking PowerPoint presentation, all that shit, bro. I'm gonna be there.
Mm-hmm.
GeoCity
site already set up.
There you go. You know what I'm saying? It's GeoSites and Artisan.
Artisan GeoSites bringing in all the bitches to Willie's cult.
Yo, full of gifts and fucking stop right, you know what I'm saying, little papa. Sign up now. And you just fill out the form and you get put
as long as you have like the counter.
Oh,
if
yeah,
your just, site didn't have a counter back in the day, you were the little flip shit.
Oh, yeah.
Your site was garbage. Nobody does that anymore. That was, like, integral.
Oh, you know what that site reminds me of, though? Rotten.com.
I guess a little bit.
Just as far as, like, geo sites. And, like, it wasn't, like, all flashy and stuff like that, but Rotten.com used to be a GeoCities. And I remember going to that shit, like, back in the 90s and being like, why am I looking at this shit?
Yeah,
and continuing to live. Don't go on it, bro. It's probably a lot different. Probably in 4K now. Just a fucking a website of
just
oddities
a site
and
of
atrocities.
Gross shit.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, we just it was like almost like a YouTube for just like random weird ass like fucked up shit, right?
But it was like pictures and shit too.
No, but it was a lot. It was the main thing was gross.
Yeah,
it was meant to be gross. So they would show, like, maggoty shit. They would show, like, dead bodies. Like, just gross shit.
I do remember that. I think I remember watching this one, like, 10-second clip of this, like, guy carving out some guy's throat.
Was he wearing, like, army clothes?
Yeah, like one of those mercy killings or something.
If that wasn't real, I've heard over time that wasn't real, but that shit was looked real as
hell. There's some wild shit when the internet first started, bro.
Yeah.
Wild shit. But we're kind of, like, veering off. Where can they find y'all niggas?
Yo, you can find me Idol on our streaming platforms, Idol on Facebook, at Idolverse on Twitch, Twitter, and Instagram. Hit me up.
Google me, baby.
Yeah. Illuminati on all platforms, but more importantly, I want all the smoke podcast.com underscore all the smoke pod. No, I'm all wrong. Underscore I want all the smoke on Instagram, all the smoke pod on Twitter. Don't forget to become a patron, patreon.com/ all the smoke podcast. This was episode 145.
Why are you waving around the toilet paper, nigga?
My nose was running before, so I just have it on deck, but it's like,
this thing is all about eating ass. His number one prop is toilet paper. Like,
what? Nah, what's the toilet paper about eating ass, nigga? At least crumbs, nigga. You got to get the wet wipes and the motherfucking, the jerry cloths, nigga.
Most niggas scroll Facebook. This nigga is just like.
Ass Eaters Anonymous. Yo, bro, trust me. That's going to be the best. That's going to be the high point of the sex cult.
Y'all got to eat ass?
Ass eating all around. That's what daddy going to join.
Oh, shit.
Daddy got his legs up, holding his legs up like this. He's just getting.
Yep. I guarantee daddy's been like that at least once.
No. Yo, you've never been.
I fucking guarantee it.
Daddy, how many times have you been chicken
wing?
Yo, wing,
guy,
nigga?
Even not even on some edge of the bed. Wow, fucking BJ's where you had to hold your shit up.
This thing again.
Never.
Stop lying.
Yo, bro.
Stop never. Lying to the people. Stop never. Lying to the people.
You've never been buttered.
Oh, my
never.
God.
You've never been butterballed, my nigga.
I don't even know what the fuck that is.
That's when you put your hands by your leg like this. You look like a butterball turkey.
Guy.
You look like
yeah,
a frozen
exactly.
Butterball turkey, buddy.
Tuck it in.
So that what y'all niggas
you
do?
Ain't even got...
Huh?
All I know is, yo, no wonder Thaddy cooked good, because he ain't no fun.
I don't even...
He ain't no fun at all. He's just like, well, I got artesian pizza, baby. I don't know about any of that ass eating, but...
Tell me y'all niggas.
I've got
like,
arugula.
Tell me y'all niggas.
There's
like,
arugula in this one.
Yo, I tell you.
Arugula and prosciutto.
Yo, you put those. If you eat arugula, if you eat arugula regularly, nigga, you eat ass, nigga. Because arugula tastes like shit, my G.
Yeah.
Arugula grows between the cracks of the fucking sidewalk, bro. I swear to God. Like,
yeah, that does look like that sidewalk.
It does,
shit.
Doesn't it?
The sharp with the sharp edges?
Yeah. Fucking arugula. I had a arugula salad the other day. Sassy made that. I was like, nah, it wasn't the other day. It was a while ago. But I was like, nah, this ain't it. Like, this is the nastiest shit I've ever eaten. Like,
so hold on. Let's get back to it. You guys lay down on the side of your bed and you lift your legs up behind your head.
No, nigga.
No, I didn't say that. I
and
said,
you,
what if you're getting,
and you,
what
and
if
you
you're getting top? What if you're getting top with your legs hanging off the bed? You just,
you can't
let your shit go down.
And you or? Can't be like, yo, if we're like fucking dragging you for doing, you can't be like, so you niggas like to do. Nah, nigga, if you can't flip the script like that, you if you butterball turkey and it's okay. If you don't eat ass, you get your ass eaten. Which one is it, nigga?
No, wait.
No, you gotta answer the question.
See, we're not gonna answer your questions when you never answer ours.
Right?
If I'm on the side of the bed, I can move. I don't have to stay
yeah,
there.
Side,
right.
Swinging
yeah,
that
you don't like
side
just that
to
wild
side.
Shit,
side
right? You're like
to
fucking
side.
Legs off the edge, kid.
Go ahead, move, nigga. Move.
Yeah, but I'm not lifting them up behind my head. Like, dude,
not behind
your
head.
Not behind
but you
your
just
head.
Hold them like this, nigga. You just hold them
yeah.
up with your head.
Come on, man.
You
stop.
I don't know where they're gonna
stop
be,
lying.
But you holding them up, butterball turkey style, bro.
I don't know why he's lying so much.
So
on
I
your
just,
back.
I didn't know niggas laid in missionary position and get and get eaten. Like I just didn't know that's what.
Well, how do you
do.
Lay when you get eaten, nigga? Then tell us, nigga. When you getting eaten, how do you lay, nigga? Tell us. If we wrong.
So you only lay with your legs down?
If we wrong, if we
you ain't never lift them shits up. You know what? I am willing to fucking bet money
on your laying
that
position.
You fucking you. Even if you didn't hold him up, you had him up. Nigga. At least one. Everybody.
Stop.
This guy want to get caught up on semantics. He's like, well, I never held it. I just clearly y'all are not in shape. I play basketball. I just let them be up there. I don't need to.
My nigga's like, yo. So y'all lay in missionary to get eaten? It's like, all right, nigga, then what's the proper position? Tell us, nigga. If you an expert, like, what's the proper position?
No, I'm not getting eaten like that, bro.
Well, then how are you getting eaten, nigga?
I'm not saying I'm not getting...
This nigga hates this conversation.
so much. So much.
All right, motherfuckers. I don't know what to say after that, but thank you very much for tuning in. Episode 145 of I Want All the Smoke podcast. I think we all... Who's next? Who's next week? Who wouldn't regularly be next week?
Thad.
Daddy?
No.
Fizz Natty.
That's Idol.
Is it Idol?
Yep.
Is it me?
I did last week.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Last week, that's right. That's
and
right.
And then Idol did the one that...
A couple weeks ago.
Juju onto the house. So I think next week we'll do like a regular one. Maybe we'll do it like that to give us like an extra week to prep. But all conversations that need to happen off camera. Anyways, thank you very much for tuning in.
Yeah.
If you're watching Idol stream, you can see slowly but surely I am sinking into my chair. I've been getting lower and lower as the shit goes by. And for those who are listening, we will catch up with y'all next week. Patrons.
Think this is a game? This ain't a game. This is real life. I want all the smoke. The podcast that ain't afraid to speak the truth, motherfuckers.